Hey guy, here's Ben, Benoit Vincent Roch, also known as Treewalker. This is my podcast review for Final Fantasy XV beta version that we've downloaded through PS4. I did a French review video-wise, and I'm doing the English review versus podcast. Well, first things first, let me tell you how much I've enjoyed, simply sitting down, having a remote in my hands, and simply, whacking those buttons for about an hour, because the time period that FF15 will offer us, the beta version, is about that 1 hour when we, watch all the cutscenes and we do all the little adventure. I've just recently watched Final Fantasy XV Kingsglaive, and honestly, I thought that it was a direct link to that movie, which to my surprise is not. Now, the game portrays a younger hero, which is basically sleeping. And the point of the game is to go forth and wake up. We are accompanied by a sort of, fox-looking, long, whitish tail with a unicorn on its forehead. That's basically our tutorial guide, And we're being presented this beautiful, stunning universe where, light contrast and rapid action is offered to us. Now, we have to understand that a beta version basically is just a way for us to, learn about the mechanics, learn about the graphics, learn about the music, learn about the universe which will be presented to us. Square Enix, in that sense, has, achieved its goal, to my, in my opinion, because the hour flew away. I was not in my life allowed to sit down and game that much, and I've took the liberty for a Final Fantasy game to really just enjoy it. Sure Adventure, I have to say that I felt that it was really, really influenced by the Kingdom Hearts era of Square Enix, where the creatures that we face really do resemble Heartless. It has that childish, quality to it. Maybe for younger people, it'll be okay. We do know that, Square Enix has a big year ahead, a big year lined up, right? We're going to have Final Fantasy VII, a remake that's going to be poured out to us soon, FF15, and we have Kingdom Hearts, from way back in like about 10, 12, 15 years from now, and we're finally going to get ourselves a third chapter. So basically, I felt they were trying to weave something that was all intertwined. When watching the movie Kingsglaive, which is directly related to the story of FF15, felt really mature, felt for adults. And the game I've played yesterday, not as much. It had this carnival-like sense to it, whether it was with the weapons that we were, allowed to use in that trial. It had that goofy-looking hammer, carnival-like, circus-like hammer, allowed to shoot fireworks, and had that skimpy little sword. So for me, it was maybe a bit too childlike. Even the second scenario we were proposed, we found ourselves in a bigger than us environment, Felt very, very Alice in Wonderland. Maybe one of the down points, because I felt like it was a story that, you know, I was already told through Kingdom Hearts. All in all, graphics are sharp, images are crisp, soundtrack is amazing, gameplay is fluid, you know, here and there, maybe, you know, slight glitches where, you know, I got stuck in a bookcase. Might be my own fault, right? Because I didn't have, wasn't supposed to go there, right? But I love the experience. Can't wait to get FF, you know, 15 full game, you know, and step away from that kid size hero and really into the full adult. Similarity wise, I felt like the character sort of resembled to Zack from Final Fantasy Crisis Core on the PSP game from way back when, number of years also. Really, really enjoyed it. So I do highly recommend you guys, you know, download it. It's free. It gives us the chance to really try out a live action, because this is not turn-based. It's not my turn, your turn. Let's think this through. It has to be either interactive or it's intelligent, where you just let it rip. It'll act as itself. But it has nothing to do with the turn-based. This is really a real-time event. Again, can't stop and recommend you to at least download the beta version and get a feel for it. And again, you know, just give us your feedbacks. Give us your, what did you think of the game, and if there's other traits that you did enjoy or did not enjoy. So here again, your friend Treewalker, have yourselves a good one.